Item L is an action item. It's children in foster care, the California Blue Ribbon Commission resolution and report. We welcome Justice Huffman, and we welcome Judge Stacey Bolwer-Urey, Chair of the Blue Ribbon Commission Truancy / School Discipline Work Group.
Good afternoon again, Chief Justice, members of the council. I'm changing hats now to be as chair of the Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care. And I'm happy to have this opportunity to speak to you about the progress of the commission in the last year in trying to implement its recommendations to improve the foster care system. And of course, we knew when we started the commission back in 2006 that there is a lot of work to be done if we're going to ensure safety for the children and successful reunifications, and I can unhappily report there's still lots of work to be done. But in the 5 years that we've been at this implementation process, we have worked closely with other agencies, also the California Child Welfare Council, and many of our recommendations have become a reality, but we still have a great deal to do. We meet annually in person, but in the interim, we've divided the commission into three working groups who regularly confer by conference call or email. We have a working group on data sharing, which is a major recommendation of the commission, on permanency that Judge Stout chairing for me, and on keeping kids in school that we're going to be talking about in more detail here in a minute. On the issue of data sharing, our original recommendations for change, of course, were based upon the California case management system, which is not going forward. And so we've had to make modifications, and we've struck those recommendations that had to do with the case management system. And we've adopted the recommendations of the Child Welfare Council, the 2012 statement on information sharing and data standardization and interoperability. And that statement acknowledges the importance of timely, integrated state and local information data sharing, which is particularly crucial in the dependency area, where we are, in effect, raising children who are going to school, who have health issues, who are moved from place to place, and very often there are barriers on perceived confidentiality and legal confidentiality issues that impact the ability of the court and the social workers to actually fully know what's happening to the children for whom we are responsible. And we think improvements can be made even within the budget and technical constraints that we suffer from. It's also important to recognize that permanency is ultimately the objective of the dependency system. The preferred permanency is reunification with families, if it can be done safely, and if not, to find a permanent place for the children that they do not have to languish forever in foster care, and to move these cases in an appropriate fashion. And to that end, Judge Stout's group has made recommendations on a process which we call interim hearings. For those that haven't worked in the dependency field, once a child has become a dependent of the court and removed from the parental custody, the court must hold a regularly scheduled hearing about every 6 months for the varying stages. Special hearings can be held, but our recommendation essentially says where courts can, within their limited resources, conduct hearings in between those, we will find we will get to permanency more quickly, because the people in our system often drift, or their services aren't provided, the visitation goes south, something happens that if could be corrected, and we could get the families on track, we could get these kids home and faster and safer. So that's one of our changes. When I reported to you last year, I also reported to you on a new charge from our Chief Justice to create an initiative on keeping kids in school and out of court. Some of you may recall that when the Chief Justice gave that charge to the Commission, she did that after she returned from New York in March of 2012 from a New York National Leadership Initiative, which ultimately had the title of Keeping Kids in School and Out of Court. And the focus there was on problems of discipline in the schools that have caused children to be suspended, expelled, cause children to be truant in numbers that are extraordinary when you do the research. And research also tells us that when children are expelled and out of school or truant, they get into trouble. And when they get into trouble, they find themselves in the juvenile justice system. And some cynics have even referred to this as the school-to-prison pipeline. And the initiative that the chief has directed us to undertake is focused on doing what we can as a branch to convene our colleagues and the rest of the state, both local and state agencies, to do what we can to get this going. And the chief directed that she wanted to have a summit. If we could find the funding outside of the branch to do that, and when I presented this to you last August, the council directed us to go forward and to seek outside funding. And we have done that, and I can say one of the most intelligent things I've done in a long time is I appointed Judge Stacey Boulware-Urey to do all this work. And under her strong leadership, we've made phenomenal progress, and I'm going to ask her to report on the upcoming summit that I want each of you to mark in your calendar when she finishes.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Justice Huffman. I, too, am very happy to receive this opportunity to address the council today to give you a little more detail about our plans for the December 4th summit and the ramp-up activities that we are planning. This project has been very exciting from the outset, and it continues to grow as we get closer and closer. The Keeping Kids in School and Out of Court Summit is scheduled for December 4th. In Anaheim and will be held in conjunction with the Beyond the Bench Conference. On December 3rd, the day before, our multidisciplinary county teams will have the opportunity to attend workshops and presentations related to the summit, and it will provide them with information that they will need to fully participate in the summit. On the day of the summit, the county teams will have breakout time and tools to draft blueprints to change practices in their own counties. In response to the Chief Justice's invitation to each presiding juvenile court judge in California, 31 counties have enthusiastically committed to bringing a multidisciplinary team of up to 8 members to the summit. In addition to the Chief Justice, we have Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson co-sponsoring the event, along with Attorney General Kamala Harris and Secretary of Health and Human Services Diana Dooley. Planning for the event has also, at each step, been done in conjunction and in partnership with the Department of Education. We will be having a Northern California informational hearing on the issues of chronic absenteeism, successful court interventions, and the law regarding suspensions, expulsions, and truancy in Sacramento on September 30th. And our northern and central county teams will be invited to attend that event. We are scheduling an informational hearing in Southern California for October 23rd. And that particular hearing will focus on the challenges of school discipline practices and some promising trauma-informed interventions to keep our kids in school. Southern and Central County teams will be invited to attend that ramp-up activity. We have pending or finalized grants to cover the costs of the summit and the travel and lodging for our teams from the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, and the California Endowment. We also have a number of our funders who have expressed interest in providing funding for the summit and pursuing those leads is sort of what we're focusing on next, some other funders that I have not listed here this afternoon. In addition, some support for the summit will be provided by the federal funds from the State Court Improvement Project. I can say that there has also been great interest on the part of our funders in the work that will be done after the summit to ensure that this is not just a snapshot activity, that it will be sustained work, and that it will become part of our county practices. It will be part of the state culture in terms of the multidisciplinary work and continuing these partnerships in a more sustainable way. But obviously, that continuing work after the summit will also be dependent upon funding from outside sources. Finally, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the great work of the Commission's Truancy and School Discipline Work Group, which includes both Judge Terry Jackson and Judge Dave D'Alba from the council. The work group has weighed in with great suggestions at every step through the planning process, and I'm very fortunate that we have been able to work together to put this summit together. We are really looking forward and expect a wonderful turnout. I'm going to turn it back over to Justice Huffman.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to highlight the one point that of the many that Judge Bulwer-Urey made. The summit that the Chief has called for was not the only thing she had in mind. It's a summit that will start a process of an initiative that we hope to cooperatively continue, because this problem won't be solved with a summit. It's going to take a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And the court, of course, is not in control of this. We are a convener and not the controller. But this gives me the opportunity then to introduce the one recommendation that the Commission has that for you today on which you should take some action. And that is, we recommend the Judicial Council adopt a resolution declaring December 4, 2013, which is the day of our scheduled summit, to be Keeping Kids in School and Out of Court in California Day. There's a similar resolution working its way through the legislative process at the present time. If you've had the opportunity to review the language in the resolution before you, I hope you will agree that Keeping Kids in School and Out of Court initiative is worthy of the efforts by the court in collaboration with their system partners. There's now more than ever in these times, it's important that we, as the court, make efforts that we don't burden our court system with cases that could be dealt with otherwise if we can get a hold of these kids and keep them in school and keep them out of trouble. And by way of background, just to add to the numbers, we know that in 2010 through 2011 school year, 30% of all California public school students were truant. Now, we don't have the specific statistics for our foster youth in California, but we know from other studies that foster youth are more likely to suffer from truancy and discipline problems, given the dysfunctional environment that these kids have found themselves in. It's not a new logical conclusion. And more particularly, if you look at these statistics that have been developed statewide and nationally, even if you control for poverty, there are racial disparities in the application of expulsions and suspensions that cannot be accounted for rationally in any fashion as we look at those numbers. Now, successful truancy in school discipline initiative, we think, will cut court costs generally. It's not only in keeping kids out of the delinquency system, which also will save some social costs, but in the dependency system. If we can keep these kids in school and stabilize the children, we will help stabilize the families, and the sooner that we can reach that form of stability, we will achieve permanency and either get these kids out of the foster care process and get them out of the court's processing efforts. But we know that effective intervention in this area has to be based upon a shared understanding that there is no one system or no agency that can handle these problems of truancy and school discipline. So collaboration is critical, but we think the Judicial Council and the voice of the courts has a key role here in being the convener with the direction of the Chief Justice to bring these parties together and keep after them, if you will, to make sure we continue to work together to try to achieve this end. So I want to finish with, I love quoting the Chief Justice, so I'm going to quote her statement to the legislature in the State of the Judiciary address. You might ask, why is school discipline a justice issue? The answer is obvious. When children are not in school, studies show they are at risk of entering the juvenile justice system. And when children do not graduate from high school, it does not take a great leap of logic to know that they are at risk of entering the juvenile justice system. The judicial system can't wait until that happens. We need to recognize this looming problem and create the partnerships needed to return these children to their schools and to become productive members of society. Let's go to work, unquote. Couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm not sure you didn't say that.
Thank you very much, and I hope you will not only approve this resolution, but that all of you, or as many of you as possible, will join us on December 4th for the summit.
Thank you. Judge Earl.
I want to commend both Justice Huffman and Judge Bulwer-Urey and the Commission on your continued work in this area and keeping this in the forefront of the minds as we work through these issues, and would like to propose or make a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll second.
Numerous seconds. Mark Robinson, Judge Jackson,
McCabe.
Judge McCabe, and Judge Herman. Judge Herman, also you wish to be heard.
Well, I just want to add to the commendation. As former juvenile PJ doing both dependency and delinquency, this is really huge. I mean, and of course, to the recognizing the chief as the catalyst for this effort, it's completely clear that the school attendance is just the key to keep kids out of both the dependency and delinquency. So again, congratulations for this effort. I mean, when the Blue Ribbon Commissions were set up locally, that was our sort of first eye-opening opportunity to make sure that we were working collectively with the schools as stakeholders and able to cross-access information transparently. And so this is a huge build on that effort. So thank you.
Thank you. Judge McCabe.
Yes, thank you, Chief. I'm currently assigned to the Dependency Court, so this is what I'm dealing with, living with, and in helping families that are dealing with societal stressors and the result of those stressors. I'm also the product of generations of philosophy that has placed education as a high priority and truly believe that education is the great equalizer. It allows you in this country and in few other areas of the world, not all parts of the world, to equalize your status so that anybody, no matter where they come from, has an opportunity through education to succeed and fulfill the American dream. So I'm a firm believer in the contents of this resolution. I want to commend you for your work. This is noble work, and it's this has substance and meaning, and I truly believe in what you have here. So I happily second it.
Jim Fox.
I started working in the juvenile hall in 1966.
Wow.
Before they even had the 300, 602 designation or separations. So we were booking into the hall sometimes dependent kids or the 601s, the kids who were, quote, out of parental, beyond parental control. And unfortunately, as the district attorney in San Mateo County, we ended up prosecuting during my tenure grandchildren of people with whom I worked as inmates in the juvenile hall. And so it's clear that it's generational, and we've got to break the cycle. And the only way to effectively do that is by keeping kids out of court. And so I couldn't be happier to see a report like this and a resolution, which I strongly endorse.
Thank you. I just want to say that I think we were all in New York together hearing that jaw-dropping news on the national report out of Texas. And I commend both of you for agreeing, stepping up, taking more on your plate, and doing it with such passion and with the tremendous support of the AOC staff and CFCC and all that they bring to help us inform us about how we can go forward in accomplishing something that will pay great dividends to our children and the future of California. So thank you. Thank you. Yes, Assemblymember Bloom.
Thank you, Chief. Just very quickly, I'm ecstatic about this, and I think that you will find a very enthusiastic legislature on issues like this. I have to say I came here expecting to work on court funding issues, and I'm finding after only really a meeting and a half that you're expanding my mission dramatically. So I'm a little bit worried. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not done.
Wait for the third meeting.
Well, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Matter carries, and please come forward so we can have the proclamation sign. Thank you.